Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I'm going to talk to you about mediocrity and how it just seems like everybody's just accepting that nowadays. I don't know what's going on, but you know, I mean, everywhere you go, like everything, like no one's giving their best effort, no one's putting their best foot forward. And I know a lot of people might be discouraged right now and say they really don't care. It's like, what is the point? But I mean, you're still here, you know, you're still living, so there's a point. You know what I mean? You gotta. Everywhere you go, like, people just, like, accept everything, and nobody wants to say anything about anything. It's just, like, just say, for an example, like, you know, when you go somewhere and you get horrible customer service, everybody's just like, oh, don't say anything, don't even bother, or don't this, or don't that, or if you do say something, everybody makes it seem like you're the bad person. It's like, no, like, I'm coming here for a service, and I'm not getting into, you know, because people are going to say, oh, but the customers can be rude too and all of this stuff. But like, I'm just saying, it's like everybody's just in a bad mood, like all the time, like wherever you go, the service is just horrible. You know, people answer the phone, it's horrible. And it's not even just out. Sometimes it's in these companies, like wherever you work, like the people that you work with, they're just like miserable. They're not happy. They're always mean and nasty when they answer the phone. And they're just, so imagine if you call and they're doing you like that, you know, when other people call outside of the company, they're doing it as well. And my thing is the other day, like you'll talk to people and, you know, people say, oh, well, you know, they probably just didn't have time. Like you send someone something and they don't respond. Someone said that the other day. They're all like, oh, well, they probably just don't check their email because I don't check my email. And I'm sitting here like, dude, like, but you're at work. Like, I can understand if I'm sending you something to your personal email. This is not personal. Like, we work together. Like, I'm sending you something that pertains to work. So you might want to check it. I don't get it. It's just like an excuse for everything. Oh, they're probably just busy. They're probably this. Everybody's busy. I mean, seriously, everybody's busy. You know, I mean, that's just not an excuse to half-ass your job. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it's the truth. Or half-ass your life. Like, don't you care? I don't know. I mean, seriously, dude, I just think, like, I'm just built different. And that's not trying to brag or anything. It's just that I expect more of myself. It's not even about what other people expect of me. It's really not. Like, that's for real. It's about what I expect of myself. Like, I'm not trying to say I'm going to be feeling 100% every day and want to just go out and rah-rah every day. But at the core of it, I'm still going to put in the work. And then my thing is that when I don't give my all or I don't put everything that I have into something, like, I feel like I'm letting myself down. It's not even about letting other people down. And I think until you get to that point where it's about you and it's you against you and you're not worried about other people, but you're living for you and you're living to be the best version of yourself, then, you know, you'll care more. But I'm serious. I see it so much now. It's like mediocrity everywhere. And I'm not judging people. What I'm saying is the acceptance of it. I'm not calling people mediocre. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is just that people are like, it's okay to just, well, I don't feel like being here, so I don't care, and I don't care what kind of service I give you, and I don't care how I talk to you, and I don't care that I ignore, you know, because you should not, you know, a lot of times, like, when you work with people, you have to send them things numerous times, just over and over and over to get an answer, and that's not cool. I mean, it's really not. Like, dude, just answer. I don't even care what the answer is, just answer. Even if you answer and say you don't know, that's fine, because that's an answer. You see what I'm saying? But like, when you just ignore people, see, that's what I'm talking about. This whole, you know, it just goes back to the ghosting, and just everybody feels like, you know, I don't have to. And people will literally, you know, literally, they're there. They see their emails. You know, the girl's like, oh, well, you know, maybe they didn't get their email and blah, blah, blah. Okay. And so you call and then they answer the phone. So you've basically been sitting there. So you did get it. You know what I'm saying? You saw it. And this is my thing. Some people will be like, well, some people like to talk more than they like to email or text. And that's fine. But a lot of people, when you call, a lot of people will say, well, just send me an email. So it's like, look, pick and choose. But either way, this is what I'm saying. My business is important to me. What I do is important to me. That means that I always have my stuff with me. It doesn't mean I'm working all the time, because when I'm off and I'm done, I'm done. But what I'm saying is during the time that I am working in and I have my stuff with me, I check it. That means I check my messages and I check my email, because email is important. And especially if I'm on the clock, no matter what I'm doing, you cannot be on the clock somewhere and say, oh, maybe they just don't check their email, or they probably get so many. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I clean out my email daily. I really do. I clean it out daily, because the emails come in, and you know what? And the thing is, that's no excuse too, because you can also do stuff after hours. What I mean by that is, if you don't have time to go through everything and you need to get it cleaned out, then get it cleaned out later. Go through it later. But I make sure that my inboxes are current and up to date. But see, again, that's just me. And that's not about bragging. It's just people have to understand that what's important to you is what's important to you. You see what I'm saying? And you're going to do what you need to do. That's just, I'm organized. I'm detailed. I like to be on top of things. Will things slide by sometimes? Absolutely. But when I am in business mode, I'm in business mode. And that means that I'm making sure that my phone is. Now, even if I can't get back to you right then, I can let you know that I can't get to you right then. Or you can best believe I'm going to get to you at some point, though. I'm not just going to not answer or ignore. And especially when it's business related. And that's how you can lose a lot of business. And it's also how people, I mean, they don't trust you. They don't trust your word. They don't trust what you say. And then, I mean, it amazes me though that people will make excuses for that. Like, stop. And you go places and everything is just, you go in the stores now and all the places and everything's just in the aisle and they're not clean and they're dirty and just, I mean, you just don't even want to go in certain places. And in fact, I've stopped going to certain places. I just don't want to go in a place that is not aesthetically pleasing to my eyes. I really don't. Because like, if I get out and I see that it looks like crap, then I'm going to think that you're selling crap. You see what I'm saying? So what makes you think that I want to spend my money in a place that sells crap, whether you do or not? And see, all of that goes back to management. Like, if you do have a business and you have a store or whatever, if I'm the manager of that store, I'm going to make sure, because it's representing me, I'm going to make sure that it is clean, that it things are not in the aisles, you know, blocking people and people can't shop and do what they need to do. But people, you go in these stores and they're looking at you like you're crazy, like you're in their way. You know, I'm like, no, dude, I'm the customer. I'm shopping. Can't you guys do this at some other time when, like, I'm not here or no customers are here? How about that? So I just don't get this mediocrity and this just accepting of, and then people want you to accept it and not say anything. It's like, let's just, you know, or let's make excuses for everything. I'm not making excuses for anything. I'm going to call it what it is. Seriously. I don't have time to be pacifying people and making excuses for people. I'm just not doing it, okay? I mean, seriously, because it's crazy to me. Like, you just have to have some pride in yourself, in your work, in what you do, and how you look, and how you are. Just whatever. You gotta have pride. And I just feel like a lot of people don't. And my thing is truthfully, and you know, when I say this, I'm not trying to be funny, but like, if you don't want to be there, then don't be there. Because honestly, being there with a negative and rude and bad attitude is just making people not want to come. And yes, we all know that there's another side of that, because you have the rude customers and rude people. Well, either way, I don't care if you're the rude customer, the rude person who's working there, all of the rudeness needs to stop. It's just ridiculous. People getting angry with people about sandwiches and people not putting stuff. I mean, I'm just saying, what? That's crazy to me. It's crazy. It's literal craziness. And so just like, the anger and frustration. And honestly, you know, I get it. I know it's a lot going on in the world. I know people are stressed. I know things are, but at the end of the day, you know, as I always say, if it's something you can do about something, then do it. If you can't, you can't. The thing about it is not to take it out on other people, because trust me, I've been stressed about stuff too, but it doesn't mean that I go out and be a, you know what to everybody else. It doesn't. Either I'll just stay to myself or whatever until I'm back to myself again or whatever. Because the point is that whatever job I have or wherever I am, it's not anyone else's fault what I'm going through. I mean, unless they directly caused it, but you know what I mean? Like, you can't just, and then to go to jobs or be in positions where you routinely just dismiss things and don't answer people. Like, I don't get that. I really don't. I'm being honest. And I've heard other people say it though. People are like, oh, I just don't check my email. Then why do you have it? And I'm not trying to be funny. That's even for your personal, but your personal, I can understand. Whatever you do personally, whatever you don't want to answer, don't answer. Okay. Whatever. But work-wise, you know, I did. I told someone, I said, well, you know, it's so funny. I said, because, you know, they could send something out and say, you know, everybody can leave early or you want $1 million. I was like, and that person wouldn't know though, would they? Because they don't read their email. All I'm trying to say is that you're sitting here at a place of business and they give you an email for a reason. It is a way for people to reach you, to contact you, to talk to you. And nowadays you can't even say that you don't, because a lot of people, you know, that you don't get it, because a lot of people even have their email hooked up to their phones, you know, so you can just check it on your phone. But this is the thing, you cannot ignore your coworkers or people that you work with, your colleagues, people who are trying to reach you and get in touch with you and think that that's okay, because it's truthfully not. It's just really not. Like I said, again, even if you don't have an answer, just say that you don't know the answer, or you will find out and get back or something. But when you send someone something early in the morning and they still haven't responded back in the afternoon when it's time to go, give me a break. I mean, I get people are busy. I do. People love to, oh, well, everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. Everybody's busy. Let me tell you something. The number one issue that people have is prioritizing. I'm not joking. People cannot prioritize their day. They can't prioritize their life. They can't. This is the thing. You have to prioritize. You literally really need to learn how to do that. I'm not joking. Because that's what I do with my life. Like, whatever is most important, I take care of it. And you take care of it in order of importance. That's what prioritizing is. And it's amazing to me that a lot of people don't know. Either they don't know what it is, they don't know how to do it, or both, whatever. But you got to learn how to. And sometimes you're going to have to fluctuate with that because something else might come in. You might be working on something that you think is really important, and something else might come in. You got to be able to work around that too. But prioritizing is a huge, huge thing. And so many people don't have that. They just let stuff slip through the cracks. Well, I didn't, I was doing this and I was doing that. But was this important and did it need to be done? Yes. But you failed to do that because you were too busy over here doing something else. Like, during my days, I know what I have to do. You know what I mean? Like, I know the things that I have to do for that day. And I prioritize the things that I really need to get done, and then things that can wait or things that can happen later on. You know, you prioritize your day. At least I do. And it's not hard. It's not complicated. This is nothing that's like, oh, well, you're doing too much. It's not about doing too much. It's about doing the right thing. It's about doing what works for me. See, that's going to be doing too much to people who don't care. And I get it. I'm not trying to say you got to plan every minute of your day. And it's cool to be spontaneous. You guys know I'm always talking about that. Absolutely be spontaneous. But you got to have some structure, because otherwise, how are you going to get shit done? Seriously, excuse my language. How are you going to get anything done? How? How will you get anything done? And I mean, that's just the truth. At some point, you got to say, look, I've got to get stuff done. I can't just sit here and not, you know, you let everything slip. Because when you don't have a plan, it's just like that saying, what is it? If you plan to fail, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. That's it. And it's true. I mean, you really need to figure out a way to prioritize. And that's even at work. Like, if someone's trying to reach you about something that's going on and that is urgent and they need an answer for it, like, if it's something that can wait and they're just asking you some basic question that can... But if it's something that is happening, what if they're having an event and they are checking on something and they need to know, okay, this event is tomorrow and I need to know this today before I leave or before I really need to know. I mean, come on. And you're still just going to sit there and ignore that and act like you didn't get it and you don't know and you don't. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And I know a lot of people are of the mindset now where it's like, it's not my problem. It's not me. It's not my problem. So I don't really care. I get it. Everybody wants to just be like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. But you know, that will be horrible if we just all, you know, keep on with the, I don't care. And I don't care. And I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I get the frustration. I know people get tired. I know we all get tired. We do. We get tired. We get frustrated. And sometimes you don't care about stuff. I get it. Hey, I really get it. But this mediocrity, oh, it's so, I can't stand it. I can't, because we can be better and we can do better. Like, just stop accepting. Stop making excuses for yourself, for other people. Like when people are doing crap to you or whatever, you know, they know what they're doing and whatever. And so don't make excuses. That's all I'm talking about. Don't accept. That's just like accepting the bare minimum from people, from friendships, from relationships, from whatever. Just accepting whatever people want to give you. Don't do it, because you deserve more than that. You deserve way more than that. You don't have to accept that from anyone at any time. So I just wanted to talk about that because, man, I hate looking around and just seeing it. You know, everywhere you go, there is no care anymore. Like I said, you go to these places. It doesn't matter if it's restaurants, stores, wherever you go, it's just like, it's not taken care of. It's not maintained. It doesn't look nice. It's just like people just don't care. And I know there's a lot going on in the world. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, well, people don't care. Like, that stuff is minor. It's really not minor though, because it's life. You know what I'm saying? While you're here, life is still going to life. You know what I mean? It's still going to keep going regardless of what's going on in the world. Life is always still going to life. It is. I mean, so you can't just be like, well, nobody cares about that because this is going on in the world. You know, two things can be true. You're allowed to care. And yes, there are things going on in the world, but you can still care about other things too. So I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I don't like excuses. I really don't. Just like it says, you know, you can have results or you can have excuses, but you can't have both. And that's really, really true. You have to make up your mind. Like, who are you at the core of who you are? Like, what do you stand for? What do you, like, as I said, you know, I'm hardest on myself. Like, I don't even care about other people or what they think or what they say. I'm hardest on myself because I owe that to myself. I do. See, that's my mentality. That's my mindset. I owe that to myself. You know why? Because it's who I am. I need to be my best and do my best. And this is not pressure. People are like, oh, see, that's how people, you put pressure on people to be. No. Everybody has to figure out what the best is for themselves. Your best doesn't need to be my best. We're two different people. So I'm not putting pressure on anybody. And it's not about, oh, that's what's wrong with people. Everybody's trying to be the best and be. No, but I am trying to be the best me that I can be. And that's cool. That's good. That's on me. That has nothing to do with anybody else. See, that's what I'm saying. It's always about me versus me. And I'm just continuously trying to get better, be better, do better. But for me, seriously, this is not about anybody looking in from the outside. It's really not, because I don't even care about that. Okay, at one point in time in my life, yeah, I did, but I don't anymore. I've learned that what other people think of me is their issue and their problem. If you like me, that's great. If you don't, then what can I do? You know what I mean? You're not going to please everybody and everybody's not going to like you, and that's okay. You got to learn that too. You have to learn that too. That there are just going to be some people that don't like you, and it's nothing that you've done. They just don't like you. They don't like you for whatever you're trying to do or how you're trying to be or how you speak or how you this or how you that. People don't like something. And I got to a point where I was like, I don't give a crap. I don't care. Like, the only person that I care, what I need to focus on is myself and what I think of myself. And so that goes back to me taking pride in what I do and how I look and how I feel and how I act and like all of it, just taking pride in the things that I do. That is very important to me, honestly. It really is. The things that I do and how I present things, that's important to me. And it's not about faking or not being real, trying to please other people. I don't mean that at all. That's not what I'm saying at all. Again, it goes back to me. It's about me and who I am and who I want to be. And it's not about like, oh, I need this person to feel like I'm this person or look at me like I'm this or that or this. As I've told you guys, you know, this is me. This is what you're going to get. I'm saying I don't switch up. I don't change. That's not me. I'm not one of those people. I've been around people like that, but that's not me. It's not. Trust and believe. I've been around a few of them and I've learned, but that's not who I am. I don't need to switch up on anybody. This is what you're going to get. And hopefully you like it. You know what I mean? But again, if you don't, then that's on you. Your opinion of me has nothing to do with me. It doesn't. That's all on you, how you feel. But you got to care. You got to not accept, because I'm going to tell you, if you accept mediocrity in one area of your life, you're going to accept it in other places. I'm telling you, I'm not joking. If you accept it in one place, you will accept it in other things. And you have to get to a place where you feel like you're the best. You feel like you deserve the best. You feel like, no, I'm going to give the best and that's what I deserve. And I'm not taking anything less than that. You see what I'm saying? Because what you put out there is what you want back. You see what I'm saying? So like, why if I treat myself that way, if I'm being the best that I can be, why would I let you come in and half step? I'm not doing it. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm giving myself the best and that's what I'm used to, then you got to show up. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. That's why a lot of people will disappear from your life. I saw a video today and it was so amazing and so good. And I was so, this young man was so enlightened. And I know a lot of people, you know, people go, oh, he's just a simp and he's this and he's just saying that because that's his. No, let me tell you something. This is one of the realest videos that I've seen in a while, but it was this couple and they were talking and I think it was a podcast, but they were having a discussion and the young man was just talking about how broken he was. He was talking about how when they were dating, they're married now, but he was talking about when they were dating that how he wasn't good enough for, like, he wasn't stepping up to the plate. Like, she had a lot going on, but he was talking about the fact that he was broken and that he was just, he said he was insecure. He was full of doubt. You know, he just self-sabotaged everything. And a lot of it had to do with his childhood and growing up, of course, and what he saw and what he learned. But the major part of that conversation that I'm bringing up, the reason I'm bringing it up is because I love the fact that he was like, how he understood that, like, he wasn't bringing to the table what she was bringing to the table. And so that he didn't lose her, he said he changed. He said, I knew I had to do better. But the thing is he said, I chose. And that was so beautiful because that is the truth. That's it right there. Let me tell you something. I don't care who you're with, how in love you're with them, whatever. But if a person is broken or they are not healed or they are whatever, and you can love them to death, you think you can love them into, you know, because you see the potential. You see what I'm saying? We all know about the potential. We all know we fall in love with that potential, what you see. But I just felt like it was so amazing that so that he didn't lose her, he decided to step up. He could have been like, well, I'm just going to let her go because, you know, she's too much for me. See, a lot of times with women like that and men, I'm sure it happens to men as well, but definitely for women, most of the time, they're just going to leave because instead of saying, I'm going to choose to do better. I'm going to choose to be a better man. I'm going to change my ways. I'm going to change my way of thinking so that I can be with this woman that I really love because I love her. And I see how she elevates me and how she helps me and how we grow together. You see what I'm saying? But a lot of people are going to be so afraid of that and be like, well, you know, I don't want to, you know, it's just too much work. Like, literally, some people feel like people are too much work. It's not about them being too much work. It's just that you're going to have to elevate your game to be with them. And a lot of people aren't ready to do that. And that's fine, because if you want to stay where you need to stay, then you go over there and stay there. But if you really want to have something with somebody, that's what I'm talking about. The fact that he was that self-aware, that he decided, look, I'm not going to lose this woman. I got to step my game up. And as I said, they're married now. But I really thought that that was like completely so amazing of him, because there's so many relationships where the person is going to decide, I can't do it. I'm not. And see, instead of, because they know that it's them, they truthfully know that it's them, that they're not stepping up and meeting what the other person is doing. But see, they're not going to say that. They're just going to try to put that person down, leave them, ghost them, and go be with somebody else who's someone who doesn't challenge them, who doesn't, you know, make them have to step up their game. And they're going to try to put down that other woman and say she was too this and she's too this and she's too that. And let me tell you something. Don't ever let anybody make you feel like you can't be who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't let people make you feel like you're too much. You're not too much. You're not. You might be too much for them, but you're not too much, because the right person is going to come in and match your fly. They are. They really are. And that's the truth. See, but that man was like, no, she's more important. I'm not going to lose her for my ego. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of people will do that. They will settle for mediocrity. He could have said, this girl's got all this stuff going on. She's educated. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's this. She's on her grind. I don't have time. I don't want to do all that. I want to stay over here and be grimy. You know, I want to stay out here in the streets, and I want to run the streets, and I want to, or I can step up and I can be with her, and I can, you know what I'm saying? Because see, people are always like, oh, you got to work with people. You got to work with people. No, nobody's going to work with somebody who doesn't want to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The person has to want to change. The problem has been people have worked with people and you don't get anything, or you do work with people. And then guess what? The thing, you know, I've talked about this many times too, about how I have episodes on, you know, guys have got to realize, and girls too. The thing about it is people want what they can't have. And so a lot of times people will see couples and they see a couple that's happy. They see the guy loving his girl, right? Or the girl loving her guy, whatever the case may be. They are happy and they want it. All of a sudden they want it. Let me tell you something. You become 10 times more attractive to people, maybe even 100, when you're involved. Have you ever noticed that? See, and people don't think about that. They let people, like, a person will build you up. You start looking better, dressing better, all these things, just keeping yourself up. All these amazing things are happening to you. Money's flowing. You're looking good. All these things. But it's because of the person that you're with, and you guys are a team, and you're, but see, people let their head get bigger than their, you know, they just start thinking, oh, and all of a sudden your ego comes into play, because now you got all these other girls or other guys, you know, trying to talk to you. So you forget the person that kind of helped you and build, you know, helped you get all this stuff and got you looking right. And, you know, you're looking good and all these things, because now but you don't understand that that's why you're getting attention now. You're getting attention because they see how you've changed. They see how good you're looking now. They see how good you're doing now. You've got to be strong enough to say, no, you're not going to come in between what's right here, because this is working. Because truthfully, those people don't want you when you're by yourself. Now, I'm not saying you may not get attention when you're single. I don't mean that, but you just become more. It's just how the human mind is, whatever, because people want what they can't have. So if they see someone else with it, it's like, oh, now I want it. Oh, now he's kind of cute. Now he could have been the ugliest thing or whatever. I'm not calling people ugly. I'm just saying how people, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, he was unattractive. I didn't really like him. He didn't know how to dress. He didn't. Well, now, you know, he's with this girl and all of a sudden the wardrobe's changed. The hair is looking great. And, you know, all these things. And now all of a sudden he's looking good, because I want to come in and I want to see, can I destroy what you guys have? I want to come in and see, can I tear that apart? And the sad part about it is so many people allow people to do it. They do. They allow people to come in and to do it. And that's the sad part, because that's where you mess up. But see, you'll understand though, because when you try to leave that person and go out here and try to replicate what you had, it doesn't work. That's why it never works. And that's why a lot of people spin the block, because here you come back, because you go back out there and you think, oh, I'm gonna take all this stuff that this person has taught me, showed me, blah, 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 all this stuff. I'm gonna take all this good stuff, but I'm fixing to go give this to somebody else. No, you're not. Not that. Because what people need to understand sometimes is that the favor is with that person. And that's just the truth. I don't care who likes that statement or not. It's the truth. Sometimes the favor is with that person. So when you leave, the favor stays with that person. It's not going with you. You're thinking like, oh, I got it going on now. I'm looking good. I'm dressing good. I got money. I'm this and I'm that. And I'm going out here and I'm just fixing to go give it to this person over here. Because I can get this person and I can get that person. But what you don't understand is the one you were with is the one that made you attractive. And I'm not trying to say before people like, no, because people can look good. It's not about, you can look good on your own. But please follow what I'm saying. You understand. Most people are going to get this. They're going to get it. They are going to completely understand what I'm saying right now. You always look better to people when you're with someone else. It's just how people are. They just want what they can't have and they want to see, can they get it? But I'm going to tell you something. The same way that you get people is how you lose them. And even if you don't lose them, because some people will say, well, no, you don't lose them. But let me tell you something. You're going to have issues in those relationships, because nothing that is started and based off of you hurting someone else is ever going to bring you happiness. It's not. That's why a lot of relationships that start, you know, in a certain way, eventually all of that stuff is going to come back. That's why it's just important to start things in the right way. It is, because it's all about karma and karmic debt, and we all know that. So you can't start something by trying to take something from someone else. Truthfully, and I know we all know people can't be taken because they willingly go, but you understand what I'm saying. So the person leaves, but see, it's about mediocrity. Well, this guy didn't settle. That's all I want to say. I'm trying to find the people who don't want to settle. To me, that was awesome, because he was like, no, I'm not just going to be. He was probably, you know, out here doing his own thing in the street, doing all of these things before he met this woman. But then he saw a different way of life. He saw a better way of life. He saw that he was happy when he was with this woman. He saw that he was thriving and prospering when he was with this woman. So it's like, okay, either I'm going to have to step up or she's going to leave me, or, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to be without her, or I could just go back to doing what I was doing. And he chose not to. Do you know how many people don't make that choice? Do you know how many people leave people that they may even really love, and they know the person's good for them? They know they can have a happy life with this person. But just because there is this fear inside of them that they feel like they are not going to be enough. And I get that. I get that. But you got to work on that. That's the whole thing. You got to work on that. That's why you got to heal, because at some point you got to feel like, I am enough for this person. Because he even said it. He said, I was insecure, but it was all on me. Insecure, full of doubt, self-sabotaging, just out here being crazy and foolish and doing what I wanted to do. But at the same time, he wasn't willing to lose her. And that's the important part. Because when you don't want to settle, when you see what you got, you see what it can be, you see what you two can do together, and you say, no, I'm going over this way. That takes a lot. And that dude needs to really, really give himself, you know, because honestly, I mean, it was amazing. And his wife was very impressed with him saying all of this. Because as I said, now they're married and they're prospering. Look at them. Because he made the right choice, and that's all life is. We know that. It's just about the choices. Are you going to settle for mediocrity? Are you going to try to be better and have a better life? And honestly, that's why a lot of people sometimes too, though. Their life is the way that it is, and then they get angry and they get upset. But you're settling. You're settling for mediocrity. You're settling for what people give you. You're settling for breadcrumbs. You're settling for the bare minimum. Okay, so if you don't want that and you want a better life and you want more, then don't settle. Don't settle. I'm not settling in my life. I'm not. And anyone who's around me and anyone who knows me knows that I'm going to push you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm not just going to sit back and let you because I know that you could be more. Now, it may be aggravating. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I meant by a lot of times people can't be around you. Like if you are the type of person who is going to push people or encourage people, people can't really be around you because they feel like, and it's not even about being pushy, but they just know that if they're around you, they got to step it up. And they don't want to step it up. I don't want to go around this person because they're going to be talking about this or doing this or asking me this or saying blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Those types of people. So it's like you don't even want to go around because you just don't. You know they're going to expect more. I'm one of those people because I'm definitely going to expect more, especially when I know you can do it. That's what I told you. That's why I'm always encouraging people. I'm always going to do that. I'm always going to be telling you what you could be doing or what you could do or what you, whatever. Or if you are doing something, it's great. I'm going to support you. I'm going to encourage you, whatever. I got you because I can't, I don't have to just win. I want everybody to win. I mean, that's truthful. See, when you start realizing in life that you do not have to be jealous and envious of anyone, you guys know that I've made episodes on that as well. You don't. You do not, because what's for you is for you and it will always be for you and it's not going to miss you. So you do not have to live with this jealousy and this hatred and this envy. I get it. Okay, you look at somebody else's life or you see something and you're just like, we all may do some wishful thinking. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it becomes this hatred and this anger that, oh, look what they got and they got this and I don't have nothing and why do they have it? Then that's the problem. That's the issue. Because them having whatever they have. And first of all, a lot of times people have really, 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 really worked hard for what they have. And that's why I don't like people who are always, always just downing successful people. You know, you see on the internet all the time, people down people and, oh, they only got this because of this and that and the third. And truthfully, sometimes that's just a way for people to put people down. Because I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes it doesn't matter how a person started. It matters where they're at and how they're going to finish. And no matter how someone started, if they've turned that into a successful empire or business or whatever they've done, then give the person the prop. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking about, oh, but it started because of this, that, and the third. So what are you doing with your life, though? And I'm not trying to advocate for anyone. So, you know, don't even, I'm just saying. But you see all the stuff all the time and all the comments and all the stuff and downing and anytime somebody's successful, it's this, that, and the third. Because, you know, it's just so easy to fit that narrative. It's so easy to be negative and to talk about other people and put them down and talk about what they. But, you know, those people are still living their life. They're still being successful. They're still happy. They're still living their life. So your negative comments or your negative feelings or whatever, it's not hurting that person. It's really not. Because truthfully, a lot of times people live inside their own little bubble, and rightfully so, because those are the people that love you. And what I mean by bubble is your family, your friends. It's the people that really know you. You cannot focus too much on outside people and people who don't know you, because if you do, you'll drive yourself crazy. You really will. So you have to live within a certain bubble of life. And I'm not trying to say not be realistic and people are like, well, that's not, you know, because when you go out into the real world, it's going to hit you in the face. Yeah, but at the same time, you also have to protect the people that you love and you have to support them, because the world can be pretty harsh. It can, because everybody wants to, you know, say something mean and nasty and get a laugh or get whatever. You know what I mean? I get that some things are, but not everything is meant to be, you know. You don't always have to put down other people is all I'm saying, because it's not for me to knock how someone else became successful or did what they did. It's not, because the truth of the matter is we've all done stuff, everyone. And so all these people who knock people and say, oh, you're only this because of that and this and that and that, you know, truthfully, if there was a camera in everybody's life, there's a lot of stuff people have done that they don't want people to know about or whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stuff. No one's perfect is what I'm saying. Everybody's done stuff. But because you may see a celebrity or an entertainer or somebody who's faint, whatever you see, and then you just want to pick their life apart and you want to. So all I'm saying is this: I don't have time because I'm trying to build my own empire. I'm trying to do my own thing. I don't have time to worry about how they got started, what happened, or whatever. They are where they are now. That's all I know. And hey, whatever, more power to them, whatever they're doing. That's all I can say, because I don't have time to worry about their life. And I'm not seriously not going to constantly every day feel the need to say something negative. See, and until you get out of that mentality of like just trying to down someone else for their life or their success or what they have. I mean, you know what I'm saying? People really work hard and people put in the time. Sometimes you just see the end result. But people don't have to explain everything to you. Just you can, you're allowed to be happy for people. Like, you're allowed to, if someone's successful, it's okay to be happy for them. Why is that a negative thing that people are successful? But I learned a long time ago that, you know, you have to get to a place in your life where you can't care about that. And I'm not talking about not caring about other people or helping or any of that. And a lot of times, a lot of these people help and do a lot more behind the scenes than people know. People do all this talking and have no idea of all the things that people do that don't get talked about. All they want to talk about is the negative stuff that these people do. But a lot of times, these people are doing amazing things behind the scenes that nobody even knows about. But you have to get to a place where you do not apologize for your success. You do not apologize for your life. You do not apologize because you worked hard and got where you are and blah, blah, blah. Now, this is not about, people are going to be like, well, everybody doesn't have the same opportunities. I absolutely understand that and I agree. I get that. I know that. But I'm not going to just sit around and complain about it, is all I'm saying. If I can choose to do what I can to make my life more successful, that's all I'm saying. And so can everyone else. And you can sit back and just complain about people and put them down or whatever. But at the end of the day, there's enough for everyone. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be jealous of people or envious. That's all I'm saying. So stop doing that and just focus on your own life and what you can do. And I think if more people did that, seriously, there probably would be a lot more successful people instead of just sitting around and reading about successful people or looking at successful people. You could be one of those successful people. You know what I'm saying? And that's not to be mean or negative. It's just truthful. It's like I said, it's just about what you want to accept in your life. It really is. Do you want to accept mediocrity or do you want more? So don't accept it in any area. I don't care if it's your career, personal, whatever. Don't accept it. Because when you do, that spills over into other things. I'm not going to accept it in any phase of my life. I'm just not. There is a certain standard. And you're going to have to meet that standard or not. But I don't have to be around it. And before someone says, see, that's giving somebody, you're telling somebody they got to have rules and this, that. No, those are called boundaries. Those are called standards and I'm allowed to have them. See, that's part of the problem. You get brainwashed into thinking that you don't have the right to have standards that people have to meet. But you do. It's not about people like, oh, nobody gonna live up to all this and that and have to live up to all your rules and blah, blah, blah. You're absolutely right. First of all, no one does, but the right people will. That's the whole thing. That's how you weed people out. See, people who think like you, those people don't have a problem with those standards. They don't have a problem with those boundaries because they have them themselves. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about who you associate with. It's all about the kind of people that you have around you. Now, if you're that type of person, but you're hanging out with people who don't give a crap about life, about themselves, about others, about anything, then guess what? Y'all ain't gonna mesh. Of course, y'all gonna bump heads constantly because y'all ain't on the same wavelength. You're not on the same vibration, same frequency, whatever you want to call it. You're not on it. So you got to be around people who match your fly. I'll say it again. And that's just the truth. And in these relationships, you gotta be with someone who wants to succeed like you do. Like this man wanted to match her. He was like, okay, I'm going to step my game up because I'm not going to lose her. And to me, that's awesome. I mean, it's completely awesome. That's what you should do. That's what kind of partnership. It's not like him being a simp or her, him being anything. It's actually him being a man. and saying, I want to keep living this life because I know what's out here. I've done that. Been there, done that. It's no fun. I'm not going anywhere. See, a lot of people, though, they'll just keep going on with these same cycles over and over and over and over and over. You keep leaving somebody who's good for you and wonderful and helps you and lifts you up, and you want to go over here and play, but then everything falls apart. And that's why here you go. Now you're calling from no call ID and all these other things, right? Because now you're trying to get back in. But why did you leave? Because it was too much. You're going to make me have to step my game up. You're going to have to make me be honest and not lie and not cheat. And you're going to have to make me get my stuff together. And you're going to have to make me get goals. And I'm going to have to, okay, and those are things you should want to do anyway. Those are things you should want to do anyway. But I'm going to tell you something. A person's life can get, it gets so much better sometimes when they are with certain people. It just elevates. It does. It elevates. And they know it. They can try to deny it and pretend like it doesn't, but it does. And then the minute they go try to run off and go be with somebody else or whatever. And this is not about, I'm not advocating. If someone wants to go, go. I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, people are going to regret leaving someone. You're free will. Go do what you want to do. All I'm trying to say is this man made a choice not to do that anymore. He made a choice not to run away anymore. He wanted to face his demons and what was going on with him and what, you know, fighting inside and the insecurity and the doubt and the, you know, all of these things that he had going on inside of him. And that's what I mean by his demons, all the things that kept him from being the best version of himself. You know, he decided not to run from that anymore. Like, let me step up and fight it. And I think more people need to do that because you can stop letting it win. Stop letting your baggage, stop letting your trauma, stop letting all of these things keep you from a happy, healthy, loving relationship, life, all of these things. Don't let it do that to you. And don't settle for mediocrity. Step your game up. Seriously. Because if you don't, you're going to get left behind because people just aren't settling anymore. They're really not. They're just not. They're choosing to just be alone and live their own life or whatever, rather than be in something where the other person is holding them back, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. Because a partnership is exactly that. It is supposed to build you up. It is supposed to be mutually beneficial. And if one person is bringing the person down, this person who is on their game, doing their stuff, and this other person is constantly just bringing them down and not doing anything, that's not sucking all of their energy. No. So don't settle, because you deserve more than that. Have a good one.